Important.
I know, there must have been a lot of yelling at, with Bess, right? Did Cecilia yell a lot at Bess?
No, she yelled more like the other girl.
Becky?
Her cousin, yeah. Her cousins here, all cousins in Norton.
Oh. She yelled, remember Beth, when Beth was here?
Yeah.
Did she yell at, she didn't yell at Beth?
No, they got along pretty well.
Who got along with Bess?
Cecilia.
Cecilia got along with Bess?
Yeah.
I thought Cecilia was always yelling at Bess for ruining the faucet and.
Oh, she did ruin a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Just because she wouldn't listen.
I know.
She had her own way of doing things.
So who was Cecilia yelling, fighting with? Who would she fight with, Cecilia?
Well, she wouldn't fight with anybody, but she was always correcting her. And Bess was getting annoyed.
Yeah.
You can't blame her for getting annoyed.
No, I thought you said she always had somebody to contend with or something. You said she always contended with somebody.
Yeah, well, she did. With her sister or with the other girl.
But which other girl was that?
The cousin, the other one, that's my granddaughter, too.
Allison?
Allison?
No, her name is Bessie, too.
Oh, so she would fight with Bessie and Becky.
Yeah, the two of them.
Really, they fought. I never realized Becky and Cecilia ever fought. I never saw them fight.
No, she was always correcting her. And she really did drive you nuts because she drove me crazy, too.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, she did everything so perfect.
I remember, yeah, she liked
but
to be perfect.
Yeah, and she lived, you know, she should have never given up that apartment yet.
I know. In Cherry Valley.
Yeah.
Was Cecilia mad at Bess when she left to go visit Adele?
No, she wanted to visit Adele.
Good.
But Cherry Valley apartment was reasonable, and it was a lovely apartment. And she should have just kept it, even if she wasn't always in it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. She liked that area. She liked the country.
Yeah.
It was like country. But you really, did you fight with Cecilia? Did you fight?
Of course, we always fought.
Well, that's why it's nice to have a little peace then.
Oh, yeah.
Did she let you sleep? Because I know at night she liked to stay up.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I didn't know, you know.
You were able to sleep?
And we got down to just two people. And
yeah.
We had three people up here.
Right. So they could at least take turns helping you, right? But who did most of the work when Bess was here?
Mm-hmm. I found the rest of the list.
Who did most of the
work? Yeah, when Bess was here. Cecilia or Bess?
Both of them.
Yeah. So,
both
the,
both.
So then they took turns. That was good.
Oh, yeah, they were. But both were.
Yeah, they helped you. Who helped you mostly in the bathroom?
Bess, I guess.
Yeah. And who, like, Cecilia did the housework and Bess took care of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Cecilia, it's too hard for her to help you, but the housework is... So this way they both didn't get tired, right?
Yeah.
So the housework, she was able to make that divider... Right?
Oh, yeah.
Do important things like that.
Important things,
I know. I see. This way Beth could take care of you. Would they each had their own role.
Yeah.
Who used to get up with you in the middle of the night? Cecilia or Beth?
We said one was up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would help you in the bathroom?
Yeah. Had to.
Good.
These two are back to back again.
So who gave you?
I hate the way you go to the bathroom.
Why?
Because
it's hard for you to turn.
Oh yes, it's horrible to go to the bathroom. That's why I try not to. And I have my own system.
Wait, when Cecilia went home to Binghamton, how did you use the bathroom? Or did you just pee in your pull-up?
Mm-hmm.
When Cecilia left you to go to Binghamton that night, did you go to the bathroom in the bathroom, or you used your pull-up?
Oh, pull-up.
Yeah.
But you see, I have my own system. And actually, this one serves a good system. You know, pull-up.
The pull-up's not a bad system?
No, not bad, only that.
Mm-hmm.
I use two or three prayers.
Oh, so there's extra absorbency. That's good. Rob.
And you have to constantly run to the bathroom.
Right. Yeah. That's true, otherwise it's too stressful.
Yeah,
when she left, did she leave you asleep in bed? Or were you up when she left?
I was still up when she left.
Were you in bed?
Huh?
Were you in bed when she left?
No, she was almost up.
Was she mad when she left?
No, or she was okay? She was up the lights. We saw she didn't get out earlier.
When did she tell you she was planning on leaving?
That was 2 days before she left.
Ah. So she left you, you stayed in the wheelchair all night, or did you get into bed after she left?
I went into bed.
Well, that was all.
I was capable. Now I'm not capable. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. I really am not. And I'm trying to get into bed. You know?
Yeah. I wonder if it's because the change in routine. Sometimes they say, when you're older and you have change and like you have change in health,
yeah,
it sets you back a little bit. Yeah. But once you get used to everything,
absolutely,
you'll be back to where you were. It was a big change for you, Mom.
I know, when I had Bobby help me a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Well, he did, I was yelling for one of them.
Yeah, he helped too. He came.
And the woman there.
Yeah. You once did that. You called me once. About 2 weeks ago, and Becky was here. You called me in the morning. You told me that nobody was here. And they, you know what happened? Was Becky and Cecilia were here, and they were sound asleep.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't hear you.
Right.
So sometimes if you're, you know, if people don't hear you, they might not come. So it's important to try to... That's why we opened up that.
Yeah.
So this way, you know, that we know she can hear you better.
I'm not happy about it, though.
Yeah, but she has to be able to hear you.
And she has to be able to see you to make sure that you're in the proper position
in
the bed.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. I'm used to everything.
Yep.
Do you know, today I woke up and I said, I don't know how to do a wash in the washing machine. I forgot.
Well... we'll show you on an iPad. We'll remind you. You know why? You haven't done wash in...
a couple of years.
When was the last time Grandma did wash?
I know. I was doing your wash since before Pop passed away.
Right.
So that's...
I used to come over and always do your laundry.
You haven't done wash probably in almost 10 years.
No, not quite that much. Besides when I had
But the steps, that was the issue. You couldn't get down, up and down the steps.
Right.
That's why you stopped doing wash. So Charlie would do the wash.
Mm-hmm.
Or if Becky was here, she would do the wash.
Yeah.
Poor Cecilia. Mm-hmm. I thought Cecilia can't go downstairs.
She can't really, what she does this
year. Oh, that's good.
So who was doing the food shopping? Was Cecilia getting out to do food shopping? Or did she send Bess out to do food shopping? Becky did the food shopping?
I think Keith, I think, sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Keith would come down sometimes on the weekends, and he'd do...
Oh, yeah, I was his name.
Bob.
Yeah, no, I guess it's Keith.
Keith did a lot of the food shopping.
Yeah. Yeah.
He would work all week and then come down on the weekend and do your food shopping.
Yeah.
Whatever works, right?
Yep.
I know Keith took my job. I used to be your food shopping person.
Mm.
See, when you lived by yourself, I used to do your food shopping.
Mm.
Now I got my job back for a while. Until Cecilia comes back, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Then you think she'll do the food shopping for you? Or you want me to continue to do it?
I think you're gonna do it.
You want me to continue, even if Cecilia's here? Okay.
I think so.
All right. I don't mind.
You don't mind too much.
No.
You know.
Because it's too much for her to go to the store, right?
Okay. Yeah, it's hard for her to get out to do food shopping. It's hard for her to get out to do food shopping.
It's lousy, honey.
It's too much. She can't carry bags.
She aches all over. Yeah.
I don't mind. I like to go food shopping for Grandma Charlie.
Okay. We can do that. It's just like before you had to go into the hospital and the nursing home for rehabilitation, right?
Yeah.
Go back to being that way for a while.
Until Cecilia comes back. And I'll still do your food shopping. And I'll still help you in the shower,
yeah,
even if Cecilia's here.
Oh, that I need that story before your shower.
You want me here for your showers?
Oh,
okay. Please. Even if Cecilia's here. You want to try with Cecilia in the shower?
No.
No? Okay.
She wouldn't want to even try it.
Okay.
But she couldn't do it.
Okay.
I know.
No problem.
She can't do a lot, right?
No, she can't. She's got the MS.
She always tells you that she's afraid.
She does crazy things.
Yeah, what?
You know, like she climbs on ladders and drives me crazy.
I know. Well.
That's
different skills. Climbing on ladders or helping you in the shower, two different skills.
Yeah. But other than that, you know, she could do it.
She's not really a good caretaker for a person that needs help. She's more a good person to work around the house, right?
Oh, yeah, she does everything.
She does all.
She did a whole lot in the house.
No,
yeah,
we see.
I know. She put up new curtains. She built this bed.
I like this bed, Mom.
Right?
It's very nice, this bed. Did you sleep on this bed?
Yeah. Lola let her sleep in the bed one day. She took her. You took your nap in that bed, right?
Yeah, I did.
It's pretty comfortable, right? It's the best bed in the house.
No, she did nice things. She put this wood up. This way,
oh,
no draft.
Yep.
And, you know, she has nice bird fountains outside, I noticed. It looks nice. Have you been out on the porch? She has, like, a bird fountain. It looks nice. The birds like it.
Oh, I love it. She does a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Yep. I know she's testing out all the new colors for the paint, too, right?
Oh, God knows what the house is going to look like.
Why?
She has her own style.
And you're not happy about that?
I don't even know. I didn't want it done, so I wasn't paying attention to the colors.
Oh. Well, what do you think? She put the colors on the wall to see what they'd look like. Did you see?
Well,
do you want to pick out one?
No, those are for the colors, the inside painting.
I think,
oh,
know,
the inside.
I
oh, you mean she didn't... You're talking about the outside siding colors?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't like that, right?
The siding colors, you still like your house.
The White Plains Avenue house? What is it called?
She's doing the cedar
shape.
What color did you want?
I didn't want any color because I wasn't up to
you. Don't want the siding. I don't know.
I didn't want the siding.
Well,
right,
but you're afraid to, like, are you afraid to tell her no?
No, I mean, I don't care. They're going to pay for it.
If they pay.
But if you do what they want, I don't care.
As long as they pay for it.
Comes
it comes
out of their money.
You don't want your money to spend because you need that for your care, right?
We have to get a sink.
You have to get a bathroom shower.
We have to get a bathroom shower.
We have to pay Lola.
And we gotta pay Lola every month.
Those are the important things for your care.
Yes, and then we have to pay your...
Well, I think the things you need the bathroom. I mean, I don't know if you agree. If you don't agree, maybe you don't agree. I think you need the bathroom so you can have a more comfortable shower.
That's the first thing.
I think you need a new dryer. We should have gotten the new dryer.
I know they should.
Because that's an old dryer. So Charlie.
I know, but Cecilia didn't.
No.
No.
It wasn't that they didn't want to. They thought about it and they said it's a lot more money. And we'll wait. When it breaks down, we'll get one, just like we bought the machine.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Which is true.
They want to try to save you money.
Yes. Yeah, so
but they want to spend, maybe they want to save their money too, but the siding, so they'll wait.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't need it right now. It's still working.
Yeah.
The dryer's still working.
Yep.
Here's what I mean, I don't know, you could disagree, but you need the money for the new shower. So you don't have to step over the shower. No, you don't think so?
Oh, yeah, we do.
I think you need Lola around to help, so we need to have money to pay Lola.
Mm-hmm.
No? pretty much, you need money to heat your house, all your regular bills, heat, electricity, and...
That's why we want to get the siding right now.
Right.
We'll manage it. And I'll ask my aunt for the money.
You mean Becky?
Yeah, my aunt.
Your daughter. She's your daughter.
No, she isn't a daughter. The mother is not my daughter.
Okay.
Well, which aunt is this?
I think she's thinking of Aunt Wanda.
No, Aunt Wanda's dead a long time
ago. Oh.
Okay, well, which aunt? Oh, no.
I have no idea.
I know, that's why. I think you're thinking that Becky was telling you that Ed used to take care of his aunts, so she's going to have Ed pay for your stuff?
Ed's a very generous
person.
That's
nice.
It's amazing how generous.
Yeah.
I never expected him to be that way.
Yeah, so Becky told you that Ed's going
to... He always took care of the aunts.
I think it's very generous for him to pay for siding that Cecilia wants on your house.
Yeah.
That's very generous.
The two, he took care of the two aunts. And they were a little bit of trouble, and it cost money.
Yeah.
He had to put them in we got a discount on it, you know.
Yeah, he put his aunts in a nursing home, right?
Because they probably need a full-time
care.
Yeah,
they needed the full-time care, right? Yeah, and nobody would take them in.
Well, if you don't have a full-time helper.
Yeah.
If you don't have a full-time helper, it's very hard to take in people.
Yep.
No, he was always really nice. He gave him a place to live, a decent place. And he took care of them. So Becky says, well... When I found this in my family, we have to take care of them. He said, of course we will.
That's nice of him to pay for siding.
Oh, of course.
Especially since it's not a necessity.
Of course.
That's very generous of him.
Of course, honey.
Yeah, did you actually talk to Ed? Did he tell you it was okay? Did he tell you it was okay? You actually spoke to him?
Oh.
Ed.
About what?
About taking care of what you needed, that he was going to pay for the siding.
Of course.
Oh, you did speak to him?
Oh,
he doesn't mind? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh, I thought maybe Becky just told
you
that.
So you don't have terrible in-laws. You have me that will help lift you into the shower. You have Ed who will pay for siding that Cecilia wants. Mm-hmm. So you have pretty good in-law children.
I do. I can't complain.
No.
Yeah, that's very generous. Yeah.
I mean,
Becky.
I'm helping putting you in the shower because Cecilia can't do it. And he's going to pay for the siding that Cecilia wants. That's nice of him.
It is. It's very generous.
Yeah.
And he never complains about it either.
No, he's nice. He's a good man.
And he always says, just give me the money. I've heard him say that. Just give me the money.
Okay.
Well, he probably also, he does it for you because he loves you. And he loves his wife because I'm sure his wife gets very stressed if her sister wants siding.
Yeah.
And you need to save your money for your health care. So she probably gets very stressed, and he probably knows that, and he wants to do right by his wife,
Yeah.
So she's not stressed, and you're not stressed. So that is a nice thing.
Oh, it is very nice. And when they first got married, I was very objectionable to her.
You didn't like it at first?
No, I didn't.
Well, I guess you were wrong, right? Or he changed. Maybe he changed.
Okay.
All around.
Yeah, it did. Definitely did. 15 more minutes till dinner.
Start.
You want us to start cooking? So it'll be ready by 6?
Yeah.
Okay, we can do
it. What kind of food does Cecilia cook?
She doesn't cook very much.
Hmm. She doesn't, does she at least heat up your meals on wheels for you?
Huh?
Does she heat up your meals on wheels?
Of course she does.
Yeah, that's good.
Don't act like she doesn't do anything.
All right, but she makes you mashed potatoes.
You love mashed potatoes, right?
I love mashed potatoes.
I know, I like them too.
All right, time to make some dinner.
Are you looking for a charger, Matt?
Yeah, where is
it? I saw it. It was over there. Charlie, where's the charger?
Robbie unplugged it?
Is it on the floor, Matt? Did it fall on the floor?
No, it's not plugged in anymore.
Well, go ask Rob where it is.
Yeah, Rob took the charger. Okay, let's make dinner.
What are you going to make? Spaghetti?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got some tomato sauce.
Yeah, I bought tomato sauce.
Yeah, we bought some. We still have some left, too. Mm-hmm.